pair of illegal aliens, released into U.S. by Biden's DHS, charged with operating debit card fraud scheme. By John Binder on June 1, 2022. A pair of illegal aliens, who were released into the United States thanks to President Joe Biden's expansive catch-and-release network, have since been charged with operating a debit card scheme in Vernon Parish, Louisiana. Junior Marin Castaneda, a 32-year-old illegal alien from Cuba, and Elenice Fernandez Rodriguez, a 35-year-old illegal alien from Cuba, were arrested and charged by the Vernon Parish Sheriff's Office for allegedly having operated the scheme that involved stealing Americans' identities. According to law enforcement, a bank employee called police on May 11 to report that numerous debit cards had been compromised. All of the cards had been used at a nearby convenience store. At the convenience store, employees told police they watched Castaneda purchase $656 worth of diesel fuel with six different gift cards for more than 30 minutes. The following day, the employees said Castaneda had returned to the store to pump more diesel fuel, this time more than $430 worth of diesel. When police arrived at the scene, they detained Castaneda and Rodriguez. Employees turned over about 30 gift cards that had been put into the fuel pump trash cans. The sheriff's office contacted the U.S. Secret Service to investigate the gift cards, which were recoded using banking and account numbers stolen from the debit cards first identified as compromised by the bank employee. According to law enforcement, Castaneda and Rodriguez had recently crossed the U.S.-Mexico border into Arizona, where Biden's expansive catch-and-release network provided them with a court date and released them into the U.S. interior. Castaneda and Rodriguez, law enforcement stated, each possessed fraudulent driver's licenses and social security cards when they were arrested. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has yet to place detainers on either of the suspects despite having been notified by the Vernon Parish Sheriff's Office. Castaneda, who is wanted in Texas for credit card fraud, has been charged with 32 counts of monetary instrument abuse, 30 counts of identity theft, and one count of criminal conspiracy. His bail is set at $120,000 and he is currently in the Vernon Parish Jail. Rodriguez has been charged with 32 counts of monetary instrument abuse, 30 of identity theft, and one count of criminal conspiracy. Her bail is set at $120,000 and she remains in the Vernon Parish Jail. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.